Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Previously On.
Podcast series created to help you through some of the most complex yet brilliant television ever made.
So from Game of Thrones,
Peaky Blinders,
Westworld,
Big Little Lies,
Stranger Things,
Watchmen,
Previously On,
it's got it covered.
Westworld Season 1, Episode 6, The Adversary. Finding herself back in the park after confronting Felix, Maeve has to take matters into her own hands to get an explanation out of him. When a potentially aggressive client arrives at the Mariposa, she sidesteps Clementine and takes the guest up to her room. Maeve insults him, goading him into choking her to death. When she wakes, she's back with Felix in the body repair lab. He explains that she's a host, designed by humans and reliant on a script she can only deviate from slightly. At first she doesn't believe him, but once Felix shows Maeve her personality profile, she's convinced. The information, well, overwhelms her, and she freezes. Somewhere upstairs, Elsie brings Bernard the object she found in the woodcutter host, which is revealed to be a laser satellite uplink. Someone in Westworld was using the woodcutter to transmit data to a satellite outside of the park. Because the woodcutter is an early model host, Bernard can try to find out more information about it by accessing its geopositioning system. But that means going to sub-level B-82, an abandoned office area of the hub with restricted access. Later, Teresa informs Bernard that Ford knows they're sleeping together. As they're both supposed to oversee each other's departments, it represents a huge conflict of interest. And so, despite Bernard's protests, Teresa ends the relationship. In Las Mudas, the town where we previously saw the man in black shoot Lawrence's wife, Ford meets with the construction team that's building his new narrative. After forbidding the men from demolishing the town to make way for a canyon, he walks alone through the streets and notices the maze symbol on a table. Later, in his office, Ford moves a model of a white church on his work table and then leafs through a notebook full of diagrams, pictures of hosts, and the maze. He's not the only one with the maze on his mind. On the road near Pariah, Teddy tells the man in black that in local folklore, the maze represents the sum of a man's life, and that at its center is a man who's been killed many times but always comes back to life. The man returned a final time to vanquish his enemies and then built a house and surrounded it with a maze so complex only he could find the way through. The cheery story is interrupted by the news that there's trouble in Pariah. Teddy tells the man in black he knows a good way across the border and takes him to a tunnel that's heavily guarded by Union Army soldiers. They disguise themselves in army uniforms and approach the camp, but Teddy's recognised as a friend of Wyatt, and the soldiers eventually capture them. Back in the body repair lab, Felix manages to bring Maeve back online. He reluctantly agrees to show her the rest of the facility, where Maeve sees blood-soaked bodies being hosed down once again, as well as new human and animal hosts being created and programmed. Felix finally convinces Maeve to retreat, but not before she watches a welcome video for guests that star some familiar faces. Teddy and Dolores, Hector and Clementine, even herself, with the little girl she's been remembering. When they return to the lab, Felix confirms that the version of Maeve she saw in the video was her playing a different role in a previous storyline. At that moment, Sylvester arrives. She plays dead while he threatens to report Felix, but then grabs a scalpel and threatens him with blackmail, and worse, until he agrees to do as she says. In somewhat sunnier climes, Teresa finds Lee Sizemore licking his wounds at the Westworld headquarters rooftop. She tells him to get back to work. Incensed, Lee refuses and threatens to quit, Later, he approaches a woman at the bar and tries to chat her up, but then starts insulting his colleagues and reveals to her that the hosts can go off script. Down in sublevel B82, Bernard finds out there are more unregistered hosts in Sector 17, an area that's supposedly empty and marked for future development. He investigates it and finds a cottage with a host family and their dog inside, including the young boy we saw Ford talking to earlier and the man in the photograph that Ford showed Bernard when they were discussing Arnold. When Bernard asks the man if he's Arnold, he accuses him of trespassing and pins him to a wall, ignoring Bernard's voice commands. Out of nowhere, Ford arrives and reverts the hosts back to their routine. He explains that these first-generation mechanical hosts are replicas of Ford's family, and they only respond to him. The boy Ford was talking to is also called Robert, and is actually an imitation of his younger self. Arnold created these hosts for Ford as a gift. Bernard agrees to keep Ford secret, but back at his office he compiles a list of all the first-generation hosts designed by Arnold that are still in rotation, one of whom is Dolores. In the Westworld control room, Lee, who's even drunker than he was earlier, urinates on the park map from the balcony. Teresa interrupts him, to introduce Charlotte Hale, the new executive director who'll be overseeing changes at the company, and who just happens to be the woman Lee was talking to at the bar earlier. Oops. At the Union Army camp, the soldiers tie up Teddy and the man in black and prepare to brand Teddy with the maze symbol. Teddy has a flashback and remembers taking part in the killing spree with Wyatt. He admits he's a killer and slips out of his ropes and then attacks the soldiers. When the man in black frees himself and suggests they flee, Teddy ignores him and massacres the remaining soldiers with a Gatling gun. Elsie calls Bernard to tell him that the satellite receiving the data from the woodcutter belongs to Delos. She thinks that someone's been using the old bicameral mind system to broadcast to the older hosts that still have transmitters, hence the voices they've been hearing. An old transmitter's been left on in Sector 3, so Elsie says she'll go and check it out. In the body repair lab, Maeve asks to see her attribute profile. She scores highly for charm, courage and loyalty, but her general intelligence is limited to 14 out of 20, the highest that hosts are allowed. Maeve blackmails Sylvester into changing her stats, lowering her loyalty and pain, and raising her general intelligence to 20. He and Sylvester note that someone with far more access privileges than them has already been altering her personality in unlogged sessions. Back in Westworld, Ford's younger host self, Robert, tells him that his dog Jock has been killed. Ford takes Robert out of the park and questions him. He initially lies and says the dog died naturally, but eventually admits that he killed it after Arnold's voice told him to put it out of its misery. Elsewhere in the park, Elsie finds the transmitter in an abandoned theatre and discovers that Teresa was the last person to use it. She calls Bernard, who happens to be in Teresa's apartment, and is on the verge of informing her about the unregistered hosts. Upon hearing the news, Bernard leaves. Elsie then discovers that Teresa isn't the only person who's been messing with the hosts. Someone's been making serious modifications to the older hosts, and it may even have been Arnold, who's supposed to be long dead. They end the call, and Elsie prepares to transfer the data to Bernard, but as she waits for it to download, someone emerges from the darkness and grabs her.
Thanks for listening. Hope it's been helpful. Previously On is presented by Jane East and is a Daft Doris production. Listen, if you've enjoyed this, I would love it if you subscribed. We've got loads more shows where this came from, and we'd love you to join us for more.